and have our young disciples come down.
Good morning. How's everybody doing? Okay. I don't know, I might go get in the car. Man, I got something to share with you this morning. Can you all tell me what this is? Cricket, cricket. Cricket, cricket.
Say it, you know it.
You know it. Totem pole, right? Y'all have seen that? You want to hold that, Marley? Want to see that? Yeah. A totem pole. So today I want to talk to you about totem poles. They're kind of a different way of telling a story without a book. Right? Kind of a different way of telling a story without a book. Totem poles are usually made out of a tall tree, right? And they're cut down and they're carved in one piece. One big piece, right? And they have all those different colors on them. And sometimes they have, you can see on that one, it has faces. And it has, sometimes they have fish on them. Sometimes they have birds. They have people. They kind of have a whole story within the whole pole itself, right? And it's a way for telling that story. So I wanted to talk to you guys about another way that a story is told, right? Perhaps you saw where I was going with this. But we have within us, God has given us through the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit within us. And as I said, totem poles are a way to tell a story without a book, right? But we're a way to tell a story without a book. We do that on the outside. We're a story. And people read that story and see that story and celebrate that story. And the Bible teaches us that Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And that means that God lives in us. And so that's part of our story, part of what people see on the outside of us. As we live our story, as you go to school, as you play with your friends, as you interact with different people in your life, that tells a story, right? Just like a totem pole tells a story. And just as a totem pole is so creative and colorful, and there's different depictions, right? There's different birds and fish and faces and family, right? Those are within us. Each of us, we're a wonderful gift of God, and each of us are a wonderful story that is told over and over of God's love, right? So I want you to think about that this week, as we go through this week, as we perhaps wrap up school, and we're thinking about the excitement of Christmas, right? Jesus' birthday, Jesus' birth, right? Mary coming to Bethlehem, as we travel towards Bethlehem together. I want you to think about that. Think about your story. Think about what you represent on the outside and who you're with and what kind of story are you telling through God's love. Through God's love. Will you all pray with me? Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift of today. We give you thanks for the gift of your Son. For the gift of love and hope and peace and joy. Be with us in our hearts and our minds this week as we move through this Advent season, this season of waiting. This and so much more we ask in your Son's name, and everybody says, amen. 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 Good to see you all. I hope you all were able to notice my young disciples. The wise men have moved. Oh. Yeah, kind of traveling, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Not quite there yet, but they're getting there.